I apologize, everyone. Thank you for tolerating my Idaho living and being a napper. Go figure.
First item on the agenda is roll call to establish quorum. Just for the record, it is Wednesday, September 10th, 3:37 p.m., and I'll go ahead and begin with a roll call vote.
Are we
On the
recording?
yes, we are. We're recording to the cloud, so it might not have given you a notification. Adia Jamil.
Here.
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman.
Present.
Alicia Vasquez.
Aquí.
Ann Lopez.
Here.
Brandon Varela.
Here.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios. Leanne Hernandez. Emily Tate.
Here.
Jim Glock.
Present.
Janet Fisher.
Here.
Kathleen Velo. Kathleen, can you give a visual or a audible here? Okay, you're talking on mute, but let the record state that Kathleen Velo is here. Maureen Lewick.
Here.
Thank you. Melissa Brown Dominguez. Nancy Fung.
Here.
Robert Clark.
Here.
Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sipp. Valerie Sipp, are you here still? Valerie?
Sorry, present.
Thank you. Wesley Fawcett Cray?
Here.
Thank you. And Chairman, we have a quorum with 15 members present.
Well, thank you, everyone. I apologize for sleeping in to this particular meeting. With roll call and establishment of quorum, I'll go on to item two, introductions of guests and attendees. And I believe we have a couple new members, and I need some help as to whom they may be. And then I also want to then ask present members to introduce themselves to our new members. So, Sadie, can you help me with our new members? I think we've got a couple sworn in. Thank you for going through that rigmarole,
Of course,
and
of
your
course.
oath of office and whatnot. It seems a little bureaucratic, but that's okay. It's good for our world, to do so. So, Sadie, if you could introduce our two new members. New members, welcome. I'll let you introduce yourselves, and then I'm gonna try to run through our attendee list to have them quickly share a little bit about themselves. But to start things off, I'm Jim Glock. I'm your chair. I've been a former Arts Foundation, Tucson Pima Arts Council board member, and once being term limited out of that, I was asked to serve on this particular committee, which I am honored to do so. My background is I'm an engineer. I'm not an artist. I'm a patron, and I strove to put as many public art projects on city projects that I could find. And as a result, here I am as your chair, and am honored to be so. So with that, Sadie, who do we have
So we have
There's new members.
Wesley is the newest member, I believe. When Adia, or excuse me, Adia, I'm so sorry. You were introduced at our last meeting, correct? But you'll give your own introduction. And then we have a new Arts Foundation teammate, Gia Del Pino, who's also here.
Oh.
And I think that's everyone. But if I forgot anyone, please do say so. So Wesley, do you want to give an introduction?
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Wesley Fawcett Cree. I'm an artist. I've been in Tucson for the last 20 years. And worked on many different sides of public art as a restorer of public art and as a creator of public art and as an administrator sometimes as well. So, yeah, excited to be here.
Great. Thank you, Wesley.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gia Del Pino. I'm the new communications manager for the Arts Foundation, and I'm thrilled to be a part of this team and here with you all today. Previously worked at the Center for Creative Photography for 2 years and also different advocacy groups along the border since moving here in 2019. So I'm thrilled to continue serving the borderlands in this capacity and with you all.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay. Now I'm going to go through the drill of trying to have all our members speak. And I always mess this up a little bit, but I'm going to pick on Ann Lopez. Unmute yourself, please, and say a little hello to our new members. And then the next person I'll pick on is Judge Clark. So be ready for when Ann is done. So thank you, Ann. You're on.
Hi, my name is Ann Lopez. I've lived in Tucson and in Ward 4 for 48 years.
Get out.
My husband and I have been very active in the community, and I'm a musician and a fabric artist, and I love being a part of this group.
Thank you so much, Anne. We love, it's great having you on board. Judge Clark.
Hi. I, like Jim, I am not an artist. I am a connoisseur or appreciative, anyway. I was appointed in Ward 5, and I'm running into term limits, but I'm glad to be here. And I welcome the new members.
Thank you, Judge. Maureen, I'm going to pick on you next.
Hi, I'm Maureen Loick. I represent the county administrator. And when I retired 24 years ago from teaching, I became an artist and tried every type of media. And believe it or not, I have landed on colored pencil.
Go figure. Thank you, Maureen. Kathleen, you're next up.
I'm Kathleen. I'm an artist and a community activist, and I currently represent Ward 2. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Kathleen. Daniel Homing, I'm going to pick on you next. You can unmute if you can hear me. Daniel, you're still muted. Do you hear me?
And Dan, thanks. Yeah. Oh,
me?
There you go. You're on, sir. Quick intro for the new members. Thank you, please.
My name is Daniel Hornung, and I was selected for a public art project.
Okay. Great. I thought you were, sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Picking on you as a guest as opposed to a board member. So anyway, well, I'm just going through my screen. So with that, I'm going to pick on, who do I have next? Maybe Adia?
Adia.
Okay. How badly did I mispronounce your name? Anyway, thank you. You're on.
My name is Adia. I am a fiber artist and farmer here in Tucson. And yeah, I guess that's really it. We also save seeds to have, for climate change. So that's what I do.
Great. Thank you so much. Adrian, you're next on my list.
Hey all, Adrienne Ackerman, she, her, EAA, representing the mayor's office. I'm a musician, performance artist, and by day a consultant. And I'm just curious, Adia and Wesley, can you remind me which like offices or districts your jurisdiction you're representing?
City manager, I believe.
I don't know. I guess. Look,
Adia is an Arts Foundation representative.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I am.
We just have so many different offices and organizations represented, and trying to like remember everybody's. Thank you.
Well, a big, wonderful group are working with us. So, Jacqueline, I'm picking on you next.
Hi, everyone. Jacqueline Barrios, representing the Arts Foundation as well, and also an assistant professor of public and applied humanities at the U of A. Glad to be here.
All right. Thank you. And Alicia, you're on.
Hi, I'm Alicia Vasquez. I'm representing D5, Andres Cano. I am the current co-director of the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum, which is finally under renovation. So us actually opening up, come March 2026 seems realistic. Finally. I also work for the Southwest Folklife Alliance as the disability cultures, folklorist, which is a new position. And, yeah, just happy to be here. Meet y'all.
Thank you so much. Okay. Gia. Topino. Are you there? Are you staff or?
Oh, I'm member? Staff. Yes.
Sorry. I'm bad. Okay.
No worries.
You're on. Tell us about yourself. No?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess what? You get to say, you get to introduce yourself to the rest of the board.
I just did, but.
Oh, okay. It's
fun fact,
me.
I have a Chihuahua.
Oh, okay. Oh man. I want a dog. A Chihuahua would work perfectly. Sorry about that. Excuse my flakiness. I'm still waking up. Lily. You're on. You're muted.
Hi, sorry.
There we go. Oh, that's cool.
Sorry, I'm Lily Tate. Got small human. I'm Lily Tate. I teach ceramics in the Marana Unified School District, and I represent District 1 appointed by Rex Scott.
Cool. Thank you so much. Nancy, did I pick on you yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm Nancy Fung, appointed by the Arts Foundation, native Tucsonian realtor. I've been with PACD 4 years now. I'm also on the board of SACA and the Community Food Bank.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to miss some folks here. I've got Valerie. Did I pick on you already?
No, you have not.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Valerie Sipp. I am an Arts Foundation appointee, and I work at the University of Arizona at Campus Community Connections. Nice to meet y'all.
Great. Thank you so much. All right. I think I'm getting close to the end. Let's see. Jim Maurer.
Hi. I'm just simply an interested guest, really, is all. I'm a photographer, sculptor, work in those mediums, and I served on the selection committee with Ariel for the public project we're going to be talking about later.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Alicia, did I pick on you yet? I think so. Alicia Vasquez?
Yep, Alicia Vasquez here. Fun fact, fifth generation Tucsonense.
Oh, man, that's cool. And then we have Brandon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon Varela. I am the director and head curator of the Old Pascua Museum and Yaqui Culture Center. I myself am an artist, painter, ceramics. Yeah, good to introduce myself to y'all.
Great, thank you. And then I have Janet Fisher, I think, still on my desire to say something about themselves list.
Okay, I got myself unmuted. Sorry, I can't get an image up. I was actually on my way back from an appointment that ran long, so I'm doing this from my car because I didn't make it back to my computer. But, yeah, so I'm just a, I don't know, white dot there. But, yeah, Janet Fisher, I actually represent Ward 6. This is my second term on this committee, so I've been around for a while. I am a commercial interior designer and a fiber artist, and I'm glad to be on this committee. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I think I've got all our guests. There are some staff members, you staff members who I have not picked on yet. Should speak up. I'll pick on Will Wynn. I know he has not said anything yet. Will Wynn, you're on.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, everybody. Will Wynn Reyes, Director of Public Arts Foundation. Welcome, new members. Hi, Wes. Good to see you. You have two MoCA alums here now, or three of us total, so it's nice.
So
welcome to this committee.
Anyway, thank you, Will Wynn. I'll pick on you. Here, here. Say hi, please.
Hi, Wesley. Welcome. I'm the Public Art Collections Associate with the Arts Foundation. So nice to meet. Nice to see you.
Yeah. All right. I am going to, I think I got everyone. Oh, Ariel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ariel Fry. I'm the Public Art Coordinator with the Arts Foundation. And good to see you all.
Thank you, Ariel. And then last but not least, Sadie, our
thanks, Jim.
Facilitator extraordinaire. Thank you, Sadie.
Yes,
and then with that, I think I'm done. Tell me if I've missed anyone. So
no, I don't think you have. Thank you for walking us through that. Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie, the Public Art and Community Design Administrator. I'll be sending you all the agendas and all of that, and you could reach out to me if there's any issue. Fun fact, we've had a lot of issues with our calendar invites recently. I'm going to cancel the one that you may or may not have in your calendars currently and start a new one so that our old members don't have to keep receiving our emails. So okay. Keep an eye out for a new calendar invite before the next meeting.
Thank you, Sadie. And my condolences on your campaign. Look forward to your next efforts.
No worries. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for your support.
So, okay. So with that, I think we've got item 2, introduction of guests and attendees addressed. Did I miss anyone? If not, we'll move on to item 3, call to the audience. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to us. Any member of the public may address the Public Art Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. I would imagine, all the folks who have lined up to do so. Individuals allow 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of to the call of the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. So that would come to myself and my co-chair, Adrian. And I'm trying to And I think, please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. So with that, Sadie, do we have some of our perennial members for Call of the Audience present?
We do not today. No one has signed up.
What? Okay. Well, go figure. Well, for the benefit of new members and others, we have one fellow who is performance artist, as he claims in his own right, who is advocating for a free wall in Tucson, which a number of members of the committee have been working to see if we can find a way to pull it off. And it's a long story. And the advocate is heart's in the right place, but his methods are sometimes problematic. So with that, I will move on. If there are no other members out there for call to the public, we'll move on to item 4. So committee member activity reports. This is when I've added this agenda item, I think, I don't know, it's been about 6 or 7 months, where I just asked for committee members who are active with other artistic endeavors to share with other members things that are going on. I am involved with the Warehouse Arts Management Organization, which known as WAMO. We manage 3 artist studios in Tucson, 2 of them in the downtown, the Toolshed Studios and the Steinfeld Warehouse Studios. And I believe on October 4th, and I don't have my calendar, we have an event coming up. So for those who are in the downtown area, please look at the WAMO website and attend and buy art at the studio if you can. With that, I'm going to open it up to the rest of the attendees. If you have anything that you want to share with us, please step up and do so. Okay.
And,
not hearing any,
Jim.
Oh,
sorry. Dr. Barrios has raised her hand.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to, invite folks to the Blue Lotus, Art Collective downtown on next week on Wednesday. I'm collaborating with Laura Pendleton Miller on a reading of Frances E.W. Harper, 19th century, African American poet, mother of civil rights, foremother of civil rights. We're celebrating her 200-year birthday. This is part of initiatives with the Center for Black Digital Research out of Penn State. We're doing lots of different activities all around the nation. And I am hoping to activate, that work here with just different partners. We had one with the African American Museum of Southern Arizona last semester. And then did a collaboration with the Chinese Chorizo Project in Phoenix, last weekend, and then having one at Laura's amazing gallery. It's coinciding with the closing of Ancestral Threads, which is a 3 women show, featuring, rising, Black women artists. And it's such a wonderful space, such wonderful work. And we're just going to do a collaboration. So it's from 5 to 7. I don't think there's a place to kind of like put links or anything like that. Blue Lotus next Wednesday, September 17. And just a shout out, October's Chinese Chorizo Festival. There's lots of events. If you haven't followed Fan Fan Ye, she has also a solo show at Yenji Gallery Park, October 3rd opening. She's doing collaboration with Tucson Meet Yourself. There's lots of things happening in terms of AAPI communities. I should mention I'm on the board of the new APIDA Fund, which is a philanthropy group working to raise funds for API initiatives. So It's kind of an important month for us around Chinese chorizo. It's also Asian Night Market, October 4th. There's Tucson Chinese Cultural Center celebrating their 30th anniversary, I believe. And so they have a series of events. So let me know if you're interested in any of those events and want to support the community. And last but not the least, November 8th, I'm co-leading a exhibition at El Pueblo Neighborhood Center. It's the 50th anniversary of this historic space, and working with City and Ward 1, Ward 5, and the Sunnyside Foundation to really kind of celebrate the space. So so just putting it all out there in case we don't meet anymore.
No, thank you. That's what this agenda item's for. Brandon's raised his hand. So Brandon, you're on.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I did want to bring up a few opportunities to purchase some Indigenous art. On October 3rd at the 4th Avenue Coalition, there is the Indigenous Art Market. There will be more information coming out soon. I did get chosen to produce a flyer for the second annual, so be on the lookout for that. The Indigenous Market does have their own Instagram page. Again, October 3rd for that. Also, we do have the 47th annual tribal recognition for the Pasuyaki tribe, with a market and events, including dances, some tables, being set up for information, happening on the reservation on September 20th. For more information on that, you can go to the Pasuyaki Tribe's Facebook page for the address and the times for the event. Thank you.
Cool beans. Thank you, Brandon. Anyone else?
Yeah, so the Mexican American Museum has been partnering with Dr. Sonora Taylor to do a year-long retrospective of the trichloroethylene contamination on Tucson Southside. It's the 40th anniversary of a series of articles that came out by Jane Kay. In partnership with Tucson MoCA, we're going to have a whole art show looking at trichloroethylene with different local artists. Everybody featured has some sort of connection to the contamination. And then in addition to that, we've been working with local artist Alex Jimenez to create a permanent tile mural that honors the people that were impacted by and lost to TCE, which will be opening on Saturday, or unveiling rather, on Saturday, December 13th of this year. So just putting that out there too.
Right on. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Hi, Jim. This is Adrian.
Hello, Adrian. Yep. Sorry.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say so many awesome opportunities shared in this item. Thank you for introducing it, Jim, and thank you for sharing, everyone. And something I've asked for in the past, and we'll just encourage folks that just shared now to do, is to email all of those to Sadie so that she can then email them out to us.
Okay.
So like, then you can include a flyer, and then folks can have it more on their radar, and also better yet, share it with their networks. And I would love to hear about again and like get the flyers for all the things that were just shared. And I have two, fundraisers coming up next week that I just like to quickly plug. One is on the 19th, Friday the 19th at Crooked Tooth Brewery, and it's a fundraiser for, Community Cares Tucson, a mutual aid group in town. As some of you may know, our mutual aid organizations are kind of under attack in this moment. And so it's a really great time to step up and support them. I'll be emceeing it, and it's a burlesque show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the 20th is a fundraiser at Slow Body Beer. That is a joint birthday party for myself and my best friend. We're fundraising for some efforts to support some organizing for Palestine. And we'll have a couple of amazing bands. Conjunto La Pira is going to be performing, as well as the backup brass band. And then again, a theme after 9 p.m. Families are welcome up until 9 p.m. And then you might want to take the kids home, because from 9 to 10 will be a burlesque show as well. So just wanted to plug those things. Thanks.
Thank you, Adrian. And thank you for also reminding members that if you do have something that you want to get distributed to board members, send it to Sadie, and then she'll then forward it to the rest of us. Just as a matter of courtesy and whatnot, we don't send stuff amongst ourselves without going through Sadie to avoid conflict of interest and open meeting law. Brouhaha and whatnot. So anyway, not to get too confused on that. Anyone else have any fun stuff coming up? Wow. It's going to be a great fall, and I hope everyone's got their pants on to handle crazy art stuff in Tucson come cooler weather. With that, thank you everyone for your updates. I now get to pick on Wilwin to do a public art director report. So Wilwin, you're on. Where are you?
Thanks, oh, there Jim. You. Appreciate it. And thanks everyone for posting or talking about those events. It's gonna be a great fall, as it usually is, busy for 2 months and then slow the rest of the year. I hope you got to read my report. Not much new, but we still have an RFQ open right now for Udall Park. We have 8 more days. So if you have any artists still interested, now is the time. We're also still looking for panelists. So, if you or you know anyone that has a connection to Udall Park, Ward 2, reach out. You can email me or Ariel about it. And, finally, for this calendar year, we only have, one more call to artists going out, either late November or December, but it's going to be for three housing projects. They're all part of the Thrive 05 initiative. Tucson House, Sugar Hill on Stone, and Amazon Flats. Art opportunities for all of those and panel opportunities for all of those as well. And also because that funding is not specifically bond funded, we're able to allocate some of those funds to pay panelists, which is amazing. Cool. So if you want to know more about that, you can hit me up, email me, and that's pretty much it. We have a lot on the agenda today, so I'll go ahead and just move on forward. Jim?
Thank you, Wilwin. And just a reminder to, board members, really sitting on these panels and participating in the artist selections is really our primary mission. We don't pick the art, we pick the people. And so it's really upon you to participate in these activities so we get the best artists to help improve our community through the public art, that we have having some. So with that, we'll move on to, review and approval of the July 9th, 2025 minutes. I will accept the motion to approve the minutes and we'll get a second, and if there's any discussion, we'll go through that. So, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of July 9th?
Bob Clark, so moved.
Thank you, Judge.
Ann Lopez, second.
Okay, thank you. Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Sadie, I gotta have you do a roll call, please.
Adia Jamil?
I'm sorry?
Just beginning the roll call. Adia Jamil?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You good?
Here. Yes.
Approve? Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
You're good. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez?
Abstain. I wasn't here at the last meeting.
Okay. You don't have to abstain. The quirk of the Robert's Rules of Orders and stuff means that you can, if you think the minutes look good, you can still approve them even though you had not attended. So you get to either say yes or no.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we were advised by the city clerk's office that it's better to say yes or no, but in other public meetings, I've heard people use abstention for anything really, but thank you. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Brandon Verla?
Approve.
Thank you. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kathleen Velo?
Yes, approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Wesley Fawcett Cray?
Approve.
Thank you. We have unanimous approval.
Thank you, everyone. Moving on, design review, art and motion, Tugo bite wraps.
Jim, if you don't mind, yeah. I would love to do the Robert A. Price Senior Park, item first, just in case our two guests may need to leave, early.
So. Absolutely, Ariel, and no problem. So we're going to skip item 7, momentarily and move on to item 8, approval of panel recommendation of selected artists for the Robert A. Price Senior Park Project. And Ariel, you're on.
Great. Thank you so much, Jim.
You bet.
All right.
Sorry, but no problems.
Great. Well, so we wanted to share with you the artist selection process overview of the Robert A. Price Senior Park Public Art Project. Maybe you haven't heard of this park because it doesn't exist yet. This is a new park development that's going to be at Wilmot Road and the Union Pacific Railroad. So in addition to public art, this park will also have ball fields, sport courts, a splash pad, a playground, and walking paths. It's also right next to the bike loop. It's a Prop 407 project in Ward 4, and we have an art budget of $34,020. As soon as I figure out, there we go, next. So this is a project where we utilize the artist roster, which PACDC approved. This is the 2023-2025 artist roster. This public art project is can include but isn't limited to sculptures, murals, fence, or bench artwork. Potential locations include areas in the parking lot, the utility building walls, around the splash pad area, specifically in the open areas, and on fences or benches. And the Ward 4 office and Parks and Rec specifically wanted this project to have the theme of trains and planes because of its location near the Port of Tucson and the Space and Air Museum. So that's fun that we have a specific theme. Okay, so the public art panel is composed of these 8 members. We have Ann Lopez from PACDC here. We also have Jim Moyer with us. And a lot of people are a part of the Ward 4 area, a lot of artists. And on the right here, it shows there's 164 artists in the roster, and the panel reviewed and did a preliminary vote between July 21st and August 11th. And then the artist selection 1 meeting took place August 11th, where they selected 3 finalists and 2 alternates. And then artist selection two meeting we had yesterday where we, the panel heard from all three finalists and were able to ask questions during the Q&A process. And they selected, the artist Daniel Hornet, who's here today. So I'll, have you all hear from him after I'm done. He is a designer and sculptor artist in Tucson. As you all might know, I like to share the artist's previous work that they include in their applications and their presentations. So these are a couple sculptures that Daniel created in Texas and Colorado. And here are some more projects. Some of them we... the coyote on the left is a part of a Thrive in the O5 project we worked on with him in 2024. And then in the middle, the airplanes is a project that just was completed for Roger Road, which started in 2019. So that was a long time coming project. And then on the right is a sculpture called Cowboy in Austin, Texas. And I just wanted to include this quote that he had in on his website about his approach to art. And I'm happy to send you all this presentation since we had it all kind of wrapped up yesterday. It was a little last minute, but I'll go ahead and hand it off to Daniel if you want to speak at all about the project.
Daniel, thank you. Wow, that's man, that's great stuff you're creating, and I really appreciate it from a Boyer's perspective. So you're on.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to be selected for this project. It looks like a lot of fun. Planes and trains. What could go wrong, right? But I guess the selection process on this one was kind of a whirlwind, and being chosen for the art roster, and it's all kind of clicked really quickly. So this has been great.
Thank you, Daniel. And again, just a reminder to members and new members, you know, the Arts Foundation has a public artist roster that artists sign up for. And when there's the need to find public artists that we want to have contribute and or pursue art projects, the roster is the way to go. So for those of you who know of fledgling artists, encourage them to get on the roster and send them Sadie and Wilwin's way to do so. And Daniel, thank you so much and congratulations on your selection. And I believe this is an action item. So we need to have an approval of Daniel as the selected artist for this. And Daniel, you can't.
You want to let the
You can't make the motion to approve yourself. So I'm, unless I'm screwing up here. Help me, Steph.
We have a guest that was part of the panel.
Oh. And does the guest want to speak?
If he wants to speak
or not. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't see the hand raised. So, and who might that be?
That was me, I think. I don't feel anything.
Oh, Jim. Sure.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sorry. I don't feel any need to add anything other than thanks to Ariel for managing the process so efficiently and facilitating our conversations and bringing us all to consensus.
Well, thank you, Jim, for participating in the selection process. You know, it just goes underrated how our volunteers such as yourself and others really contribute to making Tucson a greater place. And I appreciate your efforts, and thank you for participating in today's meeting as well. So with that, maybe I can swing back to, how about a motion to approve our artist?
I move.
We have a motion to approve. Thank you, Kathleen. Do we have a second?
Second. Lopez seconds.
Ann Lopez second. Any further discussion? That, hearing none, I'm going to pick on Sadie. Could you do a quick roll call, please?
Of course. Athea Jamil?
Approve. Yes.
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez, Emily Tate. Emily or Lily?
Yes, approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Kathleen Velo?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez, Nancy Fung.
Approve.
Robert Clark.
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez, Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Wesley Fawcett Cray.
Approve.
Thank you. And you have unanimous approval.
Thank you, Sadie. Thank you, everyone. Going back to item 7. Is the design review Art in Motion Tugo Bike Wraps. And again, this is one where we use the artist roster to select the artist and create the art. It's more for information. We don't get to critique the design. God forbid. I'm sorry I'm not prepared to be a chair to oversee our discussion on design. We get to do so on donated art, but we, in this case, it's more of an informational item. And for those of you who are, remember our last, design critique, it was for the 100th anniversary of the rodeo. And I have to admit that mural, I think benefited by our input, overall, and appreciate those who participated in sharing their perspectives on that. But in this case, it's Ariel's duty to just share with us where we're at with some new wraps for bike stations, I gather. So, Ariel, you're on.
Thanks again, Jim. Okay, so, yes, this is a vinyl wrap project that was grant-funded. It's called Art in Motion, Tugo Bike Wraps. So we're going to give you an overview of the process and show you the roster artist designs. It was funded by Better Bike Share Grant through the Department of Transportation and Mobility. And the selected artist is Monique Laraway, also known as Rivolta Art, and the artist stipend is $5,000. So for this grant-funded project, we did follow the public art process like usual, but it's a little more a shorter time frame. So we have a public art panel where when we were assembling it, we really wanted to make sure that it had youth involved. So this panel of 7 has 4 youth cyclists and artists on it, which was really exciting. And we got a lot of help from community bike partnerships for that outreach to the youth. So Fuga, Monzo Bike Club, Bikus, and Tucson Bike Project helped out. Through the grant, we also were able to pay panelists, or the city rather, to a $200 stipend, which was exciting. So the panel reviewed the roster between July 2nd and July 8th, and then they had their artist selection meeting July 16th, where they chose the finalist in that first meeting. And then the artist was given the design criteria and asked to create their concepts. And then August 8th, during the design meeting, they presented three concepts, and the panel narrowed it down to one. And during this beginning of the month, September 2nd through the 5th, the panel reviewed and approved the final designs. So let's see. I'm sorry with my mouse. I'm having trouble. This is the station that the vinyl wraps will be put on. It's at Menlo Park on Grande Ave. It has 8 bikes and docks. And jumping into the designs, this is the basket design, which will go on the front of the bike. So the theme of this project is all about animals of the Santa Cruz River. It has a lot of bright colors. It's and it has a storytelling component with English and Spanish. These are the down tubes that will go on the sides of the bikes. And here is the ad panel station where people get their information of like the map. And jumping into the docks, each dock and bike will have its own critter, and people will be able to choose one of the 8 bikes and have its own animal identifying it. So here are some panel quotes from that we wanted to share. I think people are really excited about there being each bike having its own animal and the colors. And finally, there will be a community art bike ride celebration event on Sunday, October 12th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So we invited the panel and the artist, and we'd like to invite you all. It's going to start at Ward 1, and yeah, it should be a fun way to kick off the fall weather and celebrate the artwork. Yeah. Does anyone have any questions, cool. comments?
Thank you so much, Ariel. And I just kind of want to, you know, everyone's riding the little scooters around, but really, we all need to get on these two-go bikes. And I had a former boss who makes a habit of jumping on them and riding from one station to the next. So if you haven't done it, really, get on those things, get some exercise, tootle around Tucson when it's cooler. Not right now, maybe, necessarily, but I think they're a great addition to our community that the city and the Department of Transportation Mobility has provided, and I just encourage everyone to get out there and bike. So with that, any questions of Ariel on the project?
I don't have any questions.
Oh,
I don't have any. That's okay. I don't have any questions. I just want to say thank you, and I'm so glad that Monique was selected. If y'all aren't familiar, I think Monique has just done like a lot of really wonderful art and contributes to a lot of great causes around town. But also on her website, she's put together an entire community resources page that catalogs like everywhere that people can get food, shelter, access to healthcare, like just so many different things put together by distribution day, time, by type. It's cataloged in all these different ways, and there's an interactive map, and it's just such a community resource. And so I'm just I'm very grateful that we approve like her in getting this award and getting more of her work out there, because she does so much to support our community.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. And you know, that's part of what art is bringing community together and bringing people to things that they need to get around and to help cope with our crazy planet right now. And so art's a great vehicle, I think, for all of us to latch on to deal with these stressful times. And I appreciate all of you and your time and your effort that you're spending on this committee to help expand it. So, not to dwell any further, that's it. We're getting near the end of the agenda. I'll let you out of here. You won't have to listen to me ramble too much. But I do have an agenda item that I'd like to have, a request for additions for future agendas. I'm no master of setting agendas. And so if you have anything of interest that you'd like the rest of the board to consider, send a note to Sadie or send it to Sadie, to me via Sadie. Again, we gotta respect open meeting law stuff, so, Sadie is our goddess when it comes to staying compliant with that. So anyway, if there's no agenda items, I'm gonna move on to, guess what? Item 10.
Real quick, Tim. Adrian has her hand up. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Adrian.
That's okay. Sorry to take up so much space in this meeting. I just, point of clarification, because in the July meeting, we had asked for a future agenda item about the administrative directives and like verbiage in those around the PACD committee. And whoops, sorry, I meant to lower my hand and I muted myself. I think you said, Jim, at the time, like that would take a little bit of time and research. And I was just curious if we have an estimated point at which that requested agenda item would come back.
You're going to put me on the spot. I don't know. And so I'm going to put staff on the spot and they may not know, but we will get our stuff together and be able to deal with that as we assemble future agendas. Thank you, Adrian, for bringing that up, because I agree. The administrative directors are a little weird, and it appears as though the county's interest in our committee is changed a little bit. They have a separate process that we might need to be updated on, and again, for those folks who are county representatives, hopefully we'll sort that out so we can all share that with you. So with that, I'll pick on whom? Sadie Bowen, about agendizing that. Might we be able to do it next month, or?
Can you remind me exactly what the request agenda item is?
So the request is to review the administrative directives that the city has written with respect to this committee's role in the artist selection process, and then to determine where this county standing is in relation to that as well. And it's just an update to know what bureaucratic constraints and or requirements we need to maintain as we continue to function for you.
Adrian, is that...
I think there are two different, I think, so Jim, we had talked about in the past getting some insight, like we wanted an agenda item that was getting some insight on the county's relationship, like evolving relationship to PACD. But I think the one I'm referring to is when at the last meeting we were reviewing the public art plan, and I had suggested that we potentially see what the process is to change the verbiage in the administrative directive, because it makes it seem like we as a committee have a lot more influence and purview and like decision-making power around the public art plan. And in reality, it doesn't seem like that's actually the case. And okay. So like trying to find out what is the process for us to at least contribute to updating that language or making it clearer. And I think the sentiment was that we were going to find out from like the city clerks, the city managers, like what that process
is like. And if we I apologize. That's my bad for not pursuing that as your chair to get it agendized, and appreciate your articulation with respect to exactly what we need to perhaps pursue. And I agree. You know, we these are the guidelines that we're functioning under, and we need to all understand them. And it's been a while since we've taken a peek at them. So with that, Will and Sadie, Ariel, you guys.
I can address both.
If I can just real quick as a point of order, we can't discuss things at this item.
I understand. And all I'm asking is that we get, when we set the agenda for the next meeting, that you, we discuss that, as I do with the, my co-chair. So, thank you everyone, for that. And thank you, Adrian, for bringing it up, and we'll work on getting agendas. Can't guarantee it'll be next month. It may take some doing. So.
We can. I have an answer, but if we have to wait till it's agendized, then I will wait to discuss it then.
Yeah, yeah. No, but thanks, Owen. No, yeah, it's, you know, Sadie's keeping us on the straight and narrow. Thank you, Sadie. And I appreciate everyone's patience with respect to getting to some of these items that may be of some interest to folks. So with that, any other future agenda items? Not hearing any? We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Sorry that I was napping when Sadie had to wake me up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Have a good rest of your day.